1620 94.5 WTAW. Texas A&M System has banned professional travel to China that dominated the discussion at yesterday's A&M Faculty Senate meeting. Those sharing what's happened since the ban was announced before the holiday break included Professor Frank Satilli.
I think we're going to lose people, and we're going to have a lot of faculty who are going to be really frightened about this. I mean, I'm mad as hell. My department was in discussion with somebody about a senior position, and they withdrew when they heard about this travel ban. We also have another faculty member who's been approached by another institution about whether they'd be willing to move because they're pissed off about this.
A system spokesman tells WTAW News the ban's the result of a governor's executive order. Professor Adam Kolesinski disagreed with the system's interpretation of the executive order.
I've noticed this happens a lot with A&M lawyers. They like to prohibit things that don't have to be prohibited, and this seems to be an example of that. As I read the governor's executive order, I don't see anything saying that all professional travel to China is gone. What I see is a prohibition on being any sort of funding from China. Yes, China is our enemy, and I think it's actually quite important for us to study our enemy. And by prohibiting professional travel to China, we are actually making it much more difficult for us as a society to know our enemy.
Faculty Senate members were told the system ban does not include personal travel to China. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.